This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are 8.5 million people living in New York City. Between them and all the commuters and the tourists as well, they generate a whole lot of stuff. A lot of money and profit, sure. A lot of noise, yes. Also, trash. Trash that's expensive to get rid of and that the city would very much like to find a cheaper way to deal with. There is a plan afoot, but it would mean some big changes, as Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
An orange-vested sanitation worker hauls two bulging, smelly trash bags from the sidewalk in Brooklyn into the back of a truck. Then all that garbage is crunched down, and they're off to the next block. The city's sanitation department says New Yorkers only recycle 17% of their household waste on average. Rhea Unjuin is originally from South Korea, where recycling laws are quite strict. But she admits that here in New York, if she's feeling lazy or in a hurry, she just throws everything in the trash.
But I should recycle better after talking to you.
The low level of recycling in the city is a problem because carting all that trash to landfills takes a lot of resources. Catherine Garcia is New York City Sanitation Commissioner.
There's nothing inexpensive about moving waste in the city of New York. It costs us about $300 million a year for our final disposal.
Local landfills have filled up, so New Yorkers' garbage gets hauled upstate and to states as far away as Virginia and South Carolina that have agreed to accept it for a fee, which is why the city is working with a Michigan firm to come up with a plan that might persuade New Yorkers to recycle and compost more. Antonio Reynoso is a New York City councilman from Brooklyn.
And what we've known always works, no matter where you are, is through either incentivizing or fining. One or the other always works.
He says the city would prefer to use a carrot rather than a stick. Now, it's hard to get people to change their habits. The city is rolling out composting in more and more neighborhoods because much of the waste we produce is food. About a quarter of the city's residents can compost at the moment. Garcia says some new residents are especially keen.
Because we have such a very large immigrant community, many actually in their home countries did this.
The sanitation department has noticed high participation rates among immigrants from several Asian countries. But in my Brooklyn apartment building, the compost bin in the basement is rarely half full. The ick factor and the effort of taking chicken bones and soggy vegetables downstairs seems to be too much for most people. There's also the question of how you make a plan like this, where each household is held responsible for its output, work in a city where two-thirds of the residents are renters. Nicole Gelinas is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute.
Technology may be giving us ways to do this more accurately, and it should be revisited that people could be given bags with barcodes within their buildings or have a sticker with their apartment number in the building.
A sticker you could scan so that load is attributed to a particular apartment. Reynoso says any new garbage plan will cause some people to grumble, but he says New Yorkers will be more upset if nothing changes.
The thing here is that your taxes are going to continue to go up constantly so long as we don't do something about the way we handle trash. It might be the most expensive thing we do in the city of New York in 20, 30 years.
500,000 people have moved to the city in the last 10 years and more are coming. The population is expected to hit 9 million by 2040. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.